Hey, I was making a statement in their names. But this had become personal. I had a statement to make for Mergen. And there was no time for consultations and conferences. Smoke and I swooped over the guys as they lugged their plunder toward the palace. I meant to give the books to Croker as soon as they arrived. He could do whatever he wanted with them. Which probably meant that they would bounce once and land back in my lap. To be disappeared from the ken of all villains and villainesses. Probably no better than I had hidden the Widowmaker armor. I wondered if I was going to get too intimate with the meaning of hubris. Soulcatcher would know who'd done her wrong. She was maybe only a year younger than Lady, which left her an ageless amount trickier and nastier than me. But what did I have to lose? The only thing I ever loved was gone. I could dance with disaster and grin to the end. Soulcatcher couldn't do anything that would hurt more than losing Sara had. Really. Sometimes, you bullshit yourself. Chapter 100. An hour before sunset, 4 days before the winter solstice, consulting neither the convenience of mortal man, nor sorcerer, nor god or goddess, the earth shifted and shook. Intaglios, dishes tumbled off shelves, sleepers awakened in confused panic, dogs howled, and cracks appeared in old walls whose foundations had been set with incomplete diligence or without forethought for the possibility of earthquake. It was a half-hour sensation. In Dejigore, structures weakened by former high water or hidden structural defects yielded to the relentless seduction of gravity. Farther south, the impact was more severe. Beyond the Danda Presh, where mountains descended upon valleys with ferocious roars of triumph, the quake left epic horror. Kialune was devastated. Even Overlook suffered, though the masonry shrugged off the earth's worst. Long Shadow was in a panic for hours, until it became obvious that the Earth's convulsions had not broken his shadow gates and shadow traps. Then he began to rage because the destruction and loss of life in Shadowcatch would delay his construction efforts by months, perhaps even by years. Chapter 101. I had the vague feeling that somebody was looking over my shoulder. Though how anybody could get behind me when I was nothing but a floating viewpoint, I didn't know. The voice wasn't there, but otherwise, the feeling of presence was the same as it was during my earliest plunges into the horrors of Dejigore, with the taunting spirit that must have been Soulcatcher. Only a smell accompanied this presence. An odor, like the smell of the dead strangler I'd found in